Welcome to You and Your Money, empowering you to reach your goals with tips to help you plan well, invest well, and live well. Today's episode features Liesl Cording, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at Weiss Hale & Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors. Now, on to today's topic.
But let's drill down for 2024. What do you see? What do you think?
Yeah, well, so looking ahead to 2024, there's three main topics that our team at WZ will be focused on. And so the first, the Fed's continued management of short-term interest rates. So that'll be one to watch very closely. The second has to do with how technology stocks have been dominating. I mentioned that NASDAQ was up about 45%. So that's a huge, has a huge impact. And then the third really has to do with the second, but it's innovation and the lightning speed of innovation that's happened over the last couple of years.
All right. So again, all really exciting topics and a lot of things we've been thinking about as well. Rising interest rates have certainly been a pain point for 2023. So let's stay there a little bit. Do you think, I mean, again, I'm asking you, a crystal ball, but yeah. Do you think there's going to be a...
It's possible.
I mean, lightening up.
Yeah, economic forecasts are calling for some potential decreases in rates, and so that'll have a big impact. And we're monitoring those because typically when that happens, stocks and bonds tend to do pretty well. But a decline in rates would mean lower mortgage rates. So we've seen a slowdown in purchases of homes because of those rates. And on the flip side, I mean, you're getting some really good rates for CDs and money markets, those will be impacted too. So it might be time to consider maybe some longer term investing if you've been keeping those CDs kind of rolling over the last couple of years.
So. And you mentioned technology stocks again. Mm-hmm. It feels like, you know, again, you can't make recommendations here mm-hmm. on this segment, but that category, you're pretty high on that.
Yeah. So there's seven technology stocks. We call them the Magnificent Seven. Yeah. And they continue to dominate the S&P. Actually, they were a major contributor. 80% of the S&P return over this last year was because of these seven stocks. And, you know, they've had a lot of incredible innovation, and it's impacted the way we live our lives. And so that's something to be watchful for. The other 493 stocks in the S&P were only up about 12%.
Wow.
So it's, you can see that they have a huge impact.
Yeah.
So something that we'll definitely be watching. And but it's always important, even if you're considering adding some stocks like technology, to consider it against your risk tolerance and your time horizon for investing. If you can't handle the ups and downs, because they've also been down quite a bit too over the last couple of years. So, but it's always important to check back in with your financial planner on those and make sure you have the right investment mix.
So technology stocks and innovation also. I mean, mm-hmm. Every day there's a new article and things to read about AI, just one example. But innovation, too, is that a good place to be?
So that's something that we are paying attention to. And again, it has to do with the technology sector a bit. Definitely remains a key driver. So there's a couple of things there. You mentioned it, AI. If there's things in AI that could help businesses be more efficient and scale their business. Robotics, same sort of thing, where we've seen some technology where it can summarize an entire call for somebody and pull out the key points. So imagine how much more efficient that'll make people to be able to summarize a call that quickly. And then sustainable energy solutions, that's obviously something that's better for the environment, something that a lot of people are focused on. And healthcare and tech, so medical research, that is having us living longer. So the important part of that is that if we're living longer, well, we have to plan for that. So again,
that back to the motto, plan well, invest well, live well. You're always beating that drum at WHZ, right?
That's right. And it's so important with people living longer. But of course, it's a new year. So everybody sets resolutions, whether that's a new exercise routine or eating healthier. But hopefully one of those is maybe writing your financial plan. The important part about that is that if you write a financial plan, you are more likely to achieve your financial goals. And that's why for us, it's always important to start with that financial plan, get that that comprehensive view into somebody's finances so we can help them to plan and then aligning their investment strategy to that plan so that they can achieve their financial goals. And that's really what's rewarding for us, is helping people to plan and invest well. But you have to do that, because if you're not looking at it from a strategic standpoint, you could have some investments that do really well. You sell them, and your net gain there after taxes is not as fruitful. So, and very important to consider all aspects of planning, and that's what we really pride ourselves on.
Yeah, and you got a great team there, and I've gotten to know pretty much everyone on the advisory team. And I see every day how dedicated you are to serving your clients. So if you're looking to start 2024 off planning well for your finances this year and over the long haul, you can request a complimentary consultation from Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky. Go to their website at whzwealth.com. You can call them at 860-928-2341. Hey, Liesl, thanks for joining us, and thanks for your insights here for the new year.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and Happy New Year to everyone.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Find even more episodes, videos, and other resources at our website, whzwealth.com. Be sure to come back next week for more tips to help you live fearlessly and pursue your financial and life goals. Until then, live well. Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors offer securities and advisory services through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Fixed insurance products and services offered through CES Insurance Agency. They practice at 697 Pomfret Street, Pomfret Center, Connecticut, 06259, and can be reached at 860-928-2341. Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors do not provide legal or tax advice. The tenured financial services team strives to support clients in achieving their financial life goals. For more information regarding wealth management and customized financial planning with Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors, please visit www.whzwealth.com.